This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge, and we'll be chatting some nutrition today. Before we get into the content, a massive thank you to our sponsor. This episode of the Kona Edge is brought to you by S Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix in coconut, lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors. S Fuels Ultra Endurance hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra endurance training and racing. We're going to be chatting to Tracy Markram on today's podcast to find out a little bit about her nutrition strategy. But I have to tell you, I had one of the most frustrating mornings on the bicycle in a long, long time. I am famous for popping spokes on bicycles. I'm not the smallest of dudes. I'm 6'7" and not the lightest either. But man alive, can I go through sets of wheels? My garage looks like a bicycle wheel graveyard, if I have to be brutally honest. And I popped another one this morning, got on my bike at 4:30 this morning to meet the crew that I ride with at 5. As we pulled off with the crew, I just heard that noise and the back wheel was properly buckled, so I had limp home. So I got a very short ride in. The second half was a lot harder riding with the brakes on. But yeah, frustrating. And I'm going to ask for suggestions. If anybody knows of bomb-proof wheels, please pop me a mail, brad@thekonaedge.com. I'm looking for, I honestly don't care about weight as long as they're not going to break. The same thing happened in an Ironman a couple of years ago, and that was my race, literally 5 kilometers into the Ironman bike. So frustrating that it happens, but it does happen. So if anybody's got suggestions for wheels that you could practically ride over a landmine in, please let me know. Brad@thekonaedge.com. I'm open to suggestions, okay? I'd love to hear from you. Today's coach in the spotlight is Coach Stephen Brands and Next Level Triathlon. They've proved their results year after year. Steve has personally guided athletes to an ITU Age Group World Championship, Ironman Hawaii, and has qualified over 20 athletes to the 70.3 World Championships. Steve isn't your traditional multi-sport coach. He's a full-time endurance coach who works with athletes remotely as well as athletes in a DTE in Madison, Wisconsin. Steve is also one of a few coaches in the USA High Performance Mentorship Coaching Program, where he gets to work with the select high performance athletes in the USAT CRP program. In 2015, Steve was selected to run a week-long Cam Tri Camp in Trinidad and Grenada, where he was responsible for working with their top athletes as well as educating their coaches on proper racing, training, and season preparation. Some of Steve's athletes have won an ITU Age Group World Championship, won multiple USAT Age Group National Championships, won USAT Duathlon National Championships, podiumed at the 2016 Ironman World Championships, have run sub-3-hour marathon during the Ironman, and qualified athletes to Ironman and 70.3 World Championships. If you'd like to find out more about Steve and Next Level Triathlon, all you need to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching or click through to nextleveltriathlon.org. All the details on that website, okay? That's thekonaedge.com/coaching. And if you are a coach or have a coaching business and you'd like to be featured here on the Kona Edge, all you need to do is head over to that exact webpage. It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Well, it is nutrition o'clock here on the Kona Edge. We head back to Amsterdam to catch up with Tracy Markram. Tracy, welcome back onto the Kona Edge. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Brad.
One of the biggest learnings out of Kona this past one was your nutrition strategy. Obviously, as much as you thought you had it dialed in, the heat didn't play along and you struggled. Up to now, you've been sort of, particularly on the bike, using solids in the heat in Kona. That didn't work so much.
No, not at all. Like you said, the solids for me, from a mental perspective, good to know and a reminder, keep eating, keep taking in your calories. So then you can forget about it if you're just drinking. You just perceive it in race moment as water. So that was my approach going into Kona. But then trying to eat solids when your body is melting is not very easy.
No, absolutely not. You mentioned talking about the bike that you're pretty analytical about the numbers. Do you approach your nutrition strategy and getting things dialed in the same sort of way?
So I used to, yes. I'm very interested in nutrition and I enjoy understanding the macro and micronutrients. But what I have found since relocating and having to adjust to so many things that the amount of time I could spend analyzing nutrition was just too much. So I had to just go back to basics, such as steer clear of junk food, make sure you eat your fruit and vegetables and get enough protein, and then always have your recovery drink because recovery is so important. I just had to go back to that for this particular race.
Do you think we sometimes overthink it? That we sort of end up going down rabbit holes and we end up knowing everything about nothing by the end of it? You talk about going back to basics. Is it as simple as that? Just keeping it as clean as possible and that's it?
I think so. Again, I do think as triathletes, we have a tendency to take ourselves too seriously and to get too hyper involved, and we become those boring people at the dinner table that nobody actually wants to have there. But you lose sight of, again, what are you doing? You're doing this because you enjoy it. You're doing it because you love it. So why make it even harder on yourself? Yes, there are benefits that can come from making sure you eat properly. And if you have a sweet tooth, which I'm very thankful I don't have, you can eat too much sugar and that's bad for performance. So don't eat too much sugar. Apply that principle. But to go there and start counting calories and how much grams of this and that, I think it can just make you completely lose the plot.
Mm. As far as your day-to-day stuff, you said you're not the best. You could be better. Talk to me about your sort of just day-to-day approach to nutrition.
So I try and keep a balanced approach. My weakness is that I absolutely love biscuits. So if I'm in a meeting, and I'm in a lot of meetings for work, and there are biscuits on the table, I just can't help myself. So just to keep them far away from me. But in general, just try and keep I try and eat some fresh fruit and some dairy and protein in the morning. Make sure that I've got a lot of fruit and vegetables and meat in the afternoon. And then in the evening, again, just try and keep a balanced approach to the meals. I'm not a big eater in the evening. So last night I ate a bucket of blueberries, which is very not helpful when you've got to do an exercise session the next day, but I'm in off season now, so it's fine.
That's right. You can hang out on the dark side. Let me just clear things up here as well for our audience, which is global. Biscuits in South African is a cookie in American. It's not a scone, is what we call biscuits. So it's just, it gets very confusing.
No, I do like scones.
Yeah, exactly. So it does get confusing, but yeah, you're not going to say no to a scone. as far as race day, talk to me about your race day nutrition. Wake up, what's the plan? And then through the race, what do you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I wake up, I have a bowl of muesli. That's a good one for me. Some people have said don't eat dairy before your race. It doesn't affect my stomach. So a bowl of muesli and yogurt is good. Normally have that 2 to 3 hours before I head down to the beach. Have a gel before the swim. Get out the water. Normally wait about half an hour or so before I try and eat anything just to give time for my stomach to settle. And then have every 45-minute alert set on my watch to remind me to eat. I think if I can remember off the top of my head, I think it's 160 calories every 45 minutes and that's a mixture of liquid nutrition and solid nutrition, and I just keep eating that. On the run, it is a gel every 7 kilometers until I can't eat them anymore, and then it's Coke on the run. Although I have to say, at Wales, I don't know. I think it was because the bike was so much longer than expected. It's a really tough bike course. By the time I got to the run, underdid it on the calorie intake, and I didn't have enough on me for the run. So I ended up running the Wales qualifying marathon on Doritos, and that worked quite well. So hey, who knows?
talk about Plan B and Plan C. Where does Doritos fit into that? But let's talk about sort of how hard you've worked on, you've experimented on a lot of things when it comes to nutrition. Do you feel like you've got it dialed in pretty much? Obviously the heat in Kona messed things up a little bit, but generally do you think you've got it dialed in now, and what has it taken to get it dialed in?
Yeah, I definitely think I'm in a place where I'm comfortable on race day nutrition, and I'm confident, I think, more than anything else. I end up now using the Hammer Nutrition products. I find that I think that their Perpetuum liquid nutrition is legal doping. It's incredible. It just keeps me going for days. So I definitely think mentally and physically, the way I've approach my race day nutrition is now dialed in.
And from an experimentation point of view along the way, what I mean, have you pretty much tried? I mean, you talk about Hammer, have you pretty much tried everything to get to that point?
Yeah, I think I've pretty much trialed every product on the market. I started using gels only, and then I tried multiple gel brands, and then I started trying, even to the point of just cycling on Energade, and thinking, "Oh, that would get enough electrolytes and calories from that." Going to the other end of the scale, where you're using the homemade protein, carbohydrate, fat mix that you whisk up, and trying that. I've gone from one end of the spectrum to the other, and have landed on something I feel really good about.
Oh, brilliant. Tracy, thank you very much for your time on the Cone Edge. Much appreciated. And we look forward to seeing when you go back. We'll be following your progress closely. And we know you will, but we want to see when it's going to be. So thanks for your time today on the Cone Edge.
Thanks so much, Brad.
And that's it for this edition of the Kona Edge. And as mentioned at the top of the show, I am super excited to kick off our 2018 Kona Edge podcast by being part of the global launch of S Fuels and their brand new product. You may recall last year, the Kona Edge was part of a campaign that drove hundreds of Ironman athletes in the US to sample S Fuels bar for low carb, high fat fueling. Well, our friends over at S Fuels are raising the bar once again. Finally, ultra-endurance athletes have a choice to hydrate and fuel muscles without sugary drinks and gels. That's right, without the sugar swings, without sugar gut issues, without sugar inflammation. S-Fuel's ultra-endurance drink mix in coconut lime, strawberry lemonade, and pomegranate acai flavors hydrates, fuels, and supports the gut and muscles in ultra-endurance training and racing. To make this super easy to try, the Kona Edge and S Fuels have come together to offer you a free shipping plus a money back guarantee to prove to you that you can ditch those sugar fuels this Ironman season. All you need to do is this, okay? Head over to thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. That's S-F-U-E-L-S. Or simply text the word S-Fuels to 44222 and I'll send you those details back. You can click on the link in the podcast player that you're listening to this podcast on as well, or check out the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge to learn more. Be sure to try S-Fuels Ultra Endurance Drink Mix today. And that's it for this episode of the Kona Edge. I'm back again tomorrow. I look forward to hearing from you about those wheels, if you wouldn't mind. And I look forward to chatting again tomorrow. Have yourself a great one. Cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge. We'll be right back.